Welcome back to Weekend Thoughts. My name is Nate Antetomaso. It is Friday morning, and last night I went to Kanye West's Donda listening party, performance, whatever you want to call it, here in Chicago. And if we're keeping to the true nature of what Weekend Thoughts is, it's what we're thinking about, we need to talk about it. So let's do it. So I have a title written down in my notes here for how I want to frame this, and hopefully I can succeed, but quite honestly, my thoughts about what Kanye West is up to right now and just who he is and how to kind of think about everything is, and what I experienced last night is all over the place, as you can probably tell right now. So what I wrote down was Kanye West and the business of production. But if we're being completely honest, I probably just wrote that title because I wanted to include the word business to make it even more applicable to this feed. But I think it goes much beyond business. So let's zoom out just a little bit first before we really dive into what I experienced last night. And that's Kanye West. You know, there's very few individuals on this planet who can elicit as strong of a response from people as Kanye West can. I talked to my mom this week. If you only spoke to her and you didn't know anything else about Kanye, you'd think that he's a raging lunatic who's captured national attention by the neck or something, in the same way that a serial killer would. If you talk to my old college roommate, on the other hand, you'd be convinced that he's the modern day Andy Warhol. He defines pop culture and art as he lives day by day. And if you spoke to me, hopefully I would paint a kind of middle road of that picture. Hopefully your opinion would be somewhere in the middle, because that's how I think of Kanye West. He's a generational talent, and he does define culture, and he's so deeply ingrained with it, but he is also deeply flawed. He's an artistic savant, yeah, but he's also medically bipolar. That's like a diagnosis that he's had, and there's a lot of context that comes with that. You know, because of that, because of who he is, you know, he's a very unreliable person to his fans, to the industry, and then seemingly to the people around him as well. He's a flawed person, but he thinks on a different plane, and those go hand in hand. So I wrote here in my notes from earlier this week, I'm going to Kanye's listening party tomorrow night. It seems like he's building a recreation of his childhood home from the South Side. Given that the album is named after his mother, there seems to be themes of the lessons that she taught him, and makes sense to, you know, elicit the imagery of that home. So I'm interested to see how he interacts with the home and what artistic interpretive performance is tomorrow. Wow. I underestimated it. I think what I've learned time and time again, and if you're a Kanye West fan, you've probably learned this as well, is you can't apply logic to what he does. That's probably because he's so artistic in the way that we talked about. If you try to apply themes or messages or kind of general narratives that you want to him, what he's doing, or even to his work, to be honest, it kind of doesn't work. So my thought was, okay, look, here's his house in the middle of the stadium, and the song, you know, the album is Donda, named after his mother. The songs are about lessons that she taught him and the morals. And so it's going to be him around that house signifying his time growing up. And there's going to be some performance signifying how it was a great time in his life. Well, we show up and there's rumors that the house is going to explode. That didn't happen, luckily, in a crowded NFL stadium. But Kanye, along with DaBaby and Marilyn Manson, who are both in scandals right now, and then Travis Scott, throw him in there, were all just like sitting on the front porch of this house. And then there were hundreds of people walking in circles around the house. I don't know where these people came from. There are staffing shortages across the United States. How did he find like 300-400 people just to walk in a circle? He must have been paying pretty well. But they were walking in a circle along with cars. At first I thought that was signifying like the city streets around him and people going in different directions when he was a kid, but it just kept going. I didn't fully understand it. And then at one of the last songs, he went inside the house. There was a bunch of smoke and like some flames in the house. And then there was a video playing of him sitting in the middle of the house. It was clearly a graphic, you know, it wasn't real, but it was him sitting in the house and the house is on fire. And then he lights himself on fire, and then come running out of the front of the house is a real person on fire. I doubt that was actually Kanye. It's probably a double, but, you know, signifying that he is has lit himself on fire in his childhood home. And then all the lights go black, and then Kim Kardashian walks out in a wedding dress, and they have like a 30-second, I don't know if it was a ceremony or what. I thought from, we were sitting pretty far, I thought it was like his mother as a ghost, because it was a pretty like big dress. I kind of thought it was like a sheet, like you would dress up for on Halloween. So he lit himself on fire and then got remarried, maybe, to Kim K. Like, you can't dissect that. And I'm sure there's themes and there's going to be people who are going through it that can try to piece it together. But maybe there's some messages we will pick up on. Maybe there's some we're going to create that he didn't intend. And I'm sure there's going to be a whole lot that he did intend that just aren't there. You know, he's just such a unique... I'm struggling to find a different way to say this. Like, he's just such a unique mind on this. He's a creator. And I think that's how I want to tie that back to Middle Tech. You know, he is a creator and he is breaking down barriers in the truest sense of the word in the entertainment industry, just like an entrepreneur will do that in the business industry. I wrote down here, Kanye is a man that sees the world around him, sees how he can improve it, and creates new things to do just that. Some of these improvements are artistic and live purely on their creative merit, such as what I experienced last night, but some are much deeper in their purpose. He's built housing for less fortunate, and he's had movements where he's attempting to bring people closer to God, very meaningful things. Where Kanye pulls away from being an entrepreneur, however, is in his ability to follow through and to complete tasks. He hasn't released this album. He doesn't communicate with his fans, with seemingly people at the record label, anything. He's not reliable. He's so creative, so ever inspired that channeling it into a completed task rarely happens. When he's supposed to be releasing an album, he's doing these concerts, he's filing papers to legally change his name, he's in a fight with Drake. None of this would seem too out there on its own, but it's the haphazard nature of the release of this album and the lack of any definitive or reliable information coming from his camp. Kanye is in charge of all of these projects, everything that's going on. And don't get me wrong, that's part of the charm. As you can probably tell, there's not a singular message I'm trying to get out of this, out of the performance, out of this new stint of Kanye, this next chapter in his entertainment career. It's not to figure him out, to review him, or to predict what's next. It's not a piece of praise or a piece of condemnation. It's an acknowledgement that we have one of the best creative minds of our time out there doing what he wants and with such unrestrained creativity that, of course, comes with unrestrained activity. And so, in a way, if we can channel it and reel it in, I think that's something we can all learn from. Who knows what Kanye will do next? Who knows how he's going to innovate, how he's going to think outside the box? And he's doing that with albums and with quote-unquote concerts. We can do that in our daily lives with the processes, with the businesses, with the ideas that we have. And if we can just reel it in, be a little bit more communicative, a little bit more reliable, we can learn lessons from him and realize that there is goodness and joy and good results that come out of this just unabated creativity. We should all strive to be a little bit more like that. And that's what I'm thinking about.